Once again, the W.E. O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present its president, Pat O'Daniel, and his Hillbilly Boys.
Yes, sir. Hello there, everybody. It's these wide awake, rip snorting hillbilly boys play a program for everybody listening in. So just make yourself as comfortable as possible. Well, Mickey Wicky starts the program off with a good old breakdown, and it's going to be Tugboat. Sack of pure, wholesome, dependable hillbilly flour, you will find the word guaranteed. Now, that word is not placed on each sack of hillbilly flour as a catch. It means exactly what it says. Hillbilly flour is unconditionally guaranteed. All we ask is that you give hillbilly flour a chance to speak for itself. Use it in your own kitchen with your own recipes. Give it any test that you would give any other brand of flour, regardless of price or quality. After you have done this, if you can look at your grocer straight in the eye and say that there's a better flour on the market, then just hand him back the unused portion of your sack of hillbilly, and he will be glad to refund your full purchase price. Hillbilly must give you perfect satisfaction, or your money will be refunded. Now, isn't that a fair proposition? Just give Hillbilly a trial the very next time you need flour.
Please pass the biscuits, Pepe.
Thank you very much, Leon. And I see we're going to have Leon, the Texas Songbird, walk right up here. And he's got a number of popular little while back, and Leon's going to bring it back to them. Everybody like to hear it. And it's going to be Leon, the Texas Songbird, singing for you music. Maestro, please.
And think of her, music maestro, please. Tonight I must forget how much I need her. So, Mr. Leader, play your lilting melody, ragtime, jazztime, swing, any old thing to have me ease the pain that solitude can bring. She used to like waltzes, so please don't play a waltz. She danced divinely, and I love her so. But there I go tonight, I mustn't think of her. No more memories.
very much, Leon. That was mighty fine indeed. That's Leon, our Texas songbird. Singing that popular old number, Music Maestro, Please. And now to continue on with our program, well, we have a harmony number here by Leon, the Texas songbird, and Hoss, our little lovebird. We've had a lot of people write us and tell us that they enjoy hearing Leon and Hoss sing together as they have the best harmonizing voices on the air. So just come over here and prove it to everybody, boys, and sing that I love to live in Loveland. Boys, and we have a poem up here that's composed by my dad, Governor W. Leo Daniel, entitled "That Old Friendly Cookie Jar," and many of our listeners like to hear his poems, and so I'm going to have Mickey Wickey to come up here and read this little poem to you entitled "That Old Friendly Cookie Jar."
Give me back my big old cookie.
When you were just a youngster, many, many years ago, and your mother used to give you all the good things you love so, there were some things soon forgotten. You don't remember what they are. But there's one thing which you can't forget, that old friendly cookie jar. When from school you came home hungry with your books beneath your arm and your feet were tired from walking clear across your neighbor's farm, then you rushed into the kitchen where the best things always are, and you held a business session with that friendly cookie jar. And methinks at right this moment there are homes with broken ties, where the merry sound of laughter has been churned to quarrels and sighs. And I venture the assertion that those homes, wherever they are, have abandoned old-time customs, and they have no cookie jar. Cookie jars are good for youngsters. Cookie jars are good for all. Cookie jars are good in winter, spring and summer, and in fall. Cookie jars jam full of cookies in the kitchen, living room, in the bedroom, attic, cellar, every morning, night, and noon. Give your wife a cookie kissy. Wear a cookie smile all day. Speak a cookie word to comrades as you journey along your way. Sweeten all your deeds with cookies. Show the world how sweet you are. If you cannot be a cookie, then be a friendly cookie jar.
Thank you very much, Mickey Wicky. That was my fine. I was Mickey Wicky reading for reading a poem that was composed by our dad, Governor W. Lee O'Daniel, entitled "Friendly Cookie Jar." And now, boys, since Mickey Wicky read that so fine on the program, I think I should call for a song from Little Horse, the Little Lovebird, and he's going to sing all about the hometown.
I'd like to walk in on the cozy country cousins of my hometown, where the garden seat is shady, where our Edie was a lady. I'm going back to see those corny country cousins of mine. There's an old school house door I used to wander to and for, and small candy snow, where I could go with a lollipop, yeah, for more. Home, where our Edie was a lady. I'm going back to see the cozy country cousins of mine. Tumble down old shack tree. I'd like to walk in on the cozy country cousins of my hometown, where the dust is always cool and where there's always nothing new. And I'd get a welcome from the cozy country cousins of mine. There's an old school house store I used to wander through at four, and small candy store, but I could put a dozen lollipops and yell for more. Hometown, where the garden tree is shady.
Thank you very much, Horace. I believe Horace had to rush it up as he got closer to the good old hometown. And I see our time's all up. So, friends, until you hear us again through the medium of your radio, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the Hillbilly Boys saying so long.
Back to Vicky's family.